Welcome to Dr. Fred Bell's Health Science and Energy Show, where Buddy Boo is sitting on top of my Indiana Jones hat that I got from Indiana Jones, and Steve Barish is sitting over there wondering what the hell is going on because he doesn't have a computer on.
Right.
And that was, of course, Shades from the Voyager album, from Andromeda's Love, and it's August 19th, 2000, and who knows what year it is. How are you doing over there, Steve?
Pretty good. The weather is pretty nice out here. I put up the other flamethrower.
Oh, did you?
Oh, my God. The power in the room is incredible. It clears the mind.
Oh, yeah. We've been selling a lot of those flamethrowers lately. People have been needing them.
Yeah. And it really does a great job. So between the flamethrower and the projectors, Tremendous power. Your intuition becomes more sensitive.
Yeah, well, we've discussed the flamethrower a few times on how it came to be on the show. And so anyway, we got Buddy Boo here.
Mm-hmm.
Chewing up my Indiana Jones hat. He's just like, hey, what are you doing, Boo? He likes that hat. He's up on the top of my hat. It's like an Indiana Jones hat, right? I got this.
Yes.
And, of course, Buddy Boo's on top of it because he's chewing my ear up. Like, Boo, what are you doing up there, Boo? You should. What's wrong with your computer? How come you're not watching it?
The internet is down. I was waiting for the people today, but I've been busy all day at work doing massages. They never called me on my cell phone, so. Maybe they'll be here tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
You know, I just, I feel really bad because I really wanted to really get on there. There was a lot of questions that people were asking, and I finally got that on.
Yeah.
And the doggone thing is just not being happy tonight for some odd reason or other.
So tell me something. Do you ever go to the TGIF restaurants?
Yes, sure.
So you're a TGIF guy, huh?
I've eaten there before. Thank God it's Friday. Yeah, that's a good restaurant. Yeah, they have good salads there.
Yeah, I get great salads there, and there's a particular wine that I drink, and that's a Sauvignon Blanc, and they were taking it off their menu because there's not a lot of people drink it. It's a New Zealand, very light wine. It's not a real heavy wine like a Chardonnay.
Right.
Spain agreed because Dr. Bell is a good customer there, right? Because I go to the one in New York. You know where we stay in New York? There's one on 34th and H, right across the street from the New Yorker.
Yes.
Plus this one out here in Temecula. And there's a few others around. I guess there's a bunch of them. So they went ahead and made me a special order for my little special little wine that I like to have a glass of once or twice a week. Isn't that great?
Hey, that's nice. That's very nice of them.
Out there to go to TGIF. They're getting a free commercial versus Dr.
Right.
Bell. And just go in there and say Dr. Bell sent you. Maybe you'll get a free something or other out of them.
Yeah.
You heard it on the Dr. Bell's Health, Science, and Energy show. And he recommends we show up here at this TGIF restaurant.
Right.
They got some great dishes in there. A lot of vegetarian stuff and a lot of great desserts. And the people are always really friendly. I just really like them in there.
Yeah, it's a really nice place to eat.
Yeah, so how's your cobra running anyway?
Runs like a bear.
Does it?
Oh, yeah.
You been driving it?
Yep, drove it today.
Oh, good. I just came back with one of my really fast cars today.
What'd you drive?
I got to the show on time because I went over to the auto club to change the wording on a pink slip on a car and just to get the wording changed. Nothing, no transfer or anything, just to get the wording changed. I have to go through the California, where you pay your commercial taxes. It's just ridiculous out here how stupid red tape. That's why people out here in California are getting Nevada license plates and Montana license plates. It's a joke out here. It really has become a political joke. Yeah,
wow.
I have to go through the state equalization board to get a form filled out to change one word on my pink slip.
You're kidding.
No, I'm not kidding. That's how stupid it is.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy.
Buddy Blue One. So anyway, we were up in L.A. this weekend at the Alien event.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to spend a little time with Laura Eisenhower.
Okay.
He's Dwight Eisenhower, our 49th president or something, back a while. And she's really nice. And she's the granddaughter of Ike.
Right.
Very well respected family, and I had spent some time with her. She really got into our stuff, and she was the hostess of a program that we did this weekend, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
If you go to my Facebook page, you'll see pictures of myself and other people. You know, because amazingly enough, everybody wanted to take a picture with Dr. Fred, and then afterwards, of course, up on the internet. Are you on Facebook?
No.
How come?
I'm not on Facebook. I don't even know how to turn it on, so.
Well, you just click Facebook and sign in and sign up and then start getting, members. You should be on Facebook. You'd be good there. You post pictures up there. It's real simple, yeah.
Okay. I'll take a look at it as soon as I get my internet fixed here.
Yeah, I've met a lot of cool people on Facebook.
I imagine.
A lot of people that you see on TV are on Facebook.
Yeah.
On my Facebook. And
that's
really
cool.
I really enjoy it.
Yeah.
Meeting people that I never would and talking to people I never would normally meet,
Right.
And a lot of celebrities are on there and a lot of politicians, are on there. And from England, he was the Prime Minister of Defense in England. He's on there and he and I talk and he's on the History Channel a lot. I remember his name. He covers all the UFO stuff.
Right.
So there's lots of cool people. Boy, it's hot out here today. You know it's hot?
It was 84 degrees here today.
Yeah, that's about what it is here. I'm going to turn the air down a little bit.
Yeah.
Over here. It was probably, seeing the sun right now, about 90 right now in the sun.
Mm-hmm.
and I got the pond started evaporating. I got a lot of fish. I raised a lot of goldfish. Their goldfish are getting really huge.
Yeah, they got to be getting big.
You know, we've had them out there for a while. We've been feeding them good fish food.
Yeah, yeah.
Little Buddy Boo, he loves his hat. Little Buddy Boo, you like that hat, honey? Really likes it. Yeah, I'm going to put him up to the camera. That's Buddy Boo right there, everybody, and he likes the hat.
That's great.
Yeah, he likes the Harrison Ford hat. Yeah. That's really good.
Did Harrison Ford give you that hat?
I got it through a friend of his, yeah.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know him personally, but he probably knows me because of my show.
Right.
A lot of people, I got a lot of celebrities that email me and stuff, you know, about the show and ask questions and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, lots of them.
Cool.
So you're having a good time?
Yeah, I'm always having a good time with you, buddy.
Yeah, because I guess you called today. You getting some?
Yeah, I called. They wanted to get my address for internet, which is broken down right now. But I also gave them my cell phone number in case anybody wants to call me and ask me questions about anything pertaining to Paradigm.
Oh, okay. Do you get a lot of calls during the week or not?
I got about three or four, Fred. I've got one guy who bought four projectors, and he's got some other stuff, so I've been helping him set up. So he's called me two or three times already. Nice guy.
Yeah, I don't think we've shipped the stuff to him yet, right?
I think he's got four projectors. We've been playing with the projectors.
Oh, he's already got them.
Yeah, he's got the projectors.
Okay.
And he's got a star orb, I think, if I remember correctly.
Yeah, anybody that has projectors has to have a star orb, otherwise they're not grounded.
Right. So I think he's got some other stuff, too, coming. But he seems to be a nice person, and I don't mind helping him.
Yeah. Yeah, we're shipping a lot of stuff, you know, right now from a lot of clients.
That's great.
Bird is coming to fall with his hat. What are you doing with that hat? You just think you're Indiana Jones Bird, don't you? I think he's Indiana Jones Bird. What are you doing up there? Having some fun? You having some fun? Yeah, he's having a good time up here on his hat.
Yeah.
Now that he's on it, he'll probably never come down again. It won't get on my shoulder anymore. He's a hat bird.
Yeah.
Too bad you don't have your computer on.
That's a pain. I know it's a sort of a pain
so
not having.
Probably usually it's the error is you probably did something wrong on it.
Evidently I must have done something because I can't get it back on, Fred. It just doesn't come. And the other problem is my brother got on it the other day to play with it, and I don't know what he did. So I'm waiting for Frontier to get here. So I was
well,
as I said,
unplug it and plug it back in and all that kind of stuff.
Well, we've done that already.
So you unplug the modem unit, the part that goes in.
The person who was here last night trying to get it going for me did all that.
Okay, and turned your computer off and on.
Yes.
Restarted it.
Yes.
And then he went in on the line.
I watched him, Fred, but I don't know the first thing about computers. I mean, I know how to work it when it's on, but when it's not on, I don't know what to do for it.
Yeah, well, what you do when it's not on is there's a wire going to it from, you know, the cable.
Mm-hmm.
You
mm-hmm.
leave that alone, and you just pull the power cord out of the back of it.
Yeah, that was done yesterday.
And you wait 15 seconds, and then you push the power cord back in.
Yeah, we did all that yesterday.
That's hooked directly to your computer?
You don't have a switching box
or anything?
Well, I've got a box here, but it's about 30 feet away from the computer.
And what does that box do?
It connects the internet to from outside to the inside to the computer.
So you only have one box?
I only have one box.
Yeah, that's the modem.
Yeah.
And
we've done everything to that stupid box.
Okay, well, all you can do is unplug it and plug it back in, and there's a wire coming out of the box in your computer, right?
Well, we did that, Fred. All that was done yesterday, but it's still not coming on. What happened was we had a real bad thunderstorm here.
Yeah.
And I don't know if a lot of the people have internet or not, but I know that there's a lot that went off, and that's when it went off. We had a real big blast of energy, and I had to reset all the clocks in the house. So I presume something happened to the
The
internet. Yeah.
Yeah, that's probably so what happened because. They just have to swap out the modem box then.
Well, I'm waiting for them to come, Fred. I didn't, as I said, I wasn't here today because I've been really busy doing massages and a lot of energy work. So that comes, very important to me rather than to stay here all day waiting for a modem box.
Yeah.
So hopefully they'll be here tomorrow because I have a day off. So
yeah,
I'll give them a call.
Yeah, a simple setup. We got one modem box and many, many different switches all over the place, plus amplifiers and wireless. We got two or three wireless networks here, so people don't have to hook up into a wire. They can just go off the air, you know.
Right, right.
We got to elaborate. We probably got 15 computers on around here with different things that we're doing right now. We're working on a Q-band, by the way. You know, we're putting that together.
Yes, yes.
It's coming right along, and we can now digitally monitor, you know, heart rate. We can look at, different organs in your body. We can transmit stuff to your body. That's already done.
Wow, that's wild.
Yeah. Yeah, the Q-band machine is probably about a week away from full-on demonstrations.
That's got to be incredible. Didn't you do something with our buddy, the movie actor? You said you did something and you didn't want to say anything. Is it possible to say now or no?
Yeah, he's back in New York. We're working on a film, and I'll be in the film.
Really?
Yeah, and we're going to start shooting in Atlanta in October.
Wonderful.
Yeah, right now it's titled Master Daddy.
Okay.
And it's the story of a guy that, an Oriental guy that, made a lot of money in selling a hot sauce from the South.
Right.
And possibly we might work in the receptors through a multi-level company.
Oh, cool.
So he's fairly wealthy, having sold a lot of receptors in this hot sauce. I haven't put the receptors in the thing yet. I'm hoping they will.
Mm-hmm.
So he has a daughter, and he's, like, real protective of his daughter.
Mm-hmm.
And so he needs to have therapy because he's Oriental, and he's not used to the American ways of American men, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
And so as a result of that, he has to have a head doctor.
Right.
And that's me.
Ah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyhow, that's being added to the script. It hasn't been put in stone yet, but that's what Wesley and I have been talking about.
That's
almost
great.
Played that part in Love Boat, you know, when Henry Coleman was Love Boat. They offered me a firm contract to do the last year of that Love Boat series.
Well, good for you that you're going to be on the radio or a movie. That'll be great.
I've been in it before. You know, it's just a little acting part. You know, it's not a big...
Right, right.
It's like a cameo thing with me playing who I am. But, you know, we do that from time to time. And, you know, it's fun. I like to do that. I'm a chauvinistic show-off sort of person on the big screen, so I don't mind. And plus with my buddy Wesley. He's such a dear friend, so...
It's pretty cool.
With him for 15 years now, we figured. I don't know, a long time.
You've known him for 15 years now?
Yeah.
Wow.
He was just a young pup when I met him. He's almost 50 now. He's 47 or something now.
47?
Yeah. Not even his 30s.
Yeah.
Oh, he and I have had some fun.
I imagine.
Yeah, one time we were, about 10 years ago, we were riding around in one of my Corvettes. And, you know, we went up to Coco's in El Toro. And one of my buddies from Mel's Grit was bringing me up a high-powered laser.
Mm-hmm.
And came up, and so it's like, you know, in the middle of the night, he's on his way to L.A., and he's one of the engineering directors of the Mel's Grit company, which is very large. And
right,
very,
right.
Very large, a billion-dollar company. So one of the main managers comes up. His Ford Mustang hot rod because it was late at night and he was driving his hot rod. I was in my Corvette with Wesley.
Yeah.
So I was buying a laser from the engineering department and I was giving him cash for it, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And it's like 11 o'clock at night. So we're out in the parking lot of Coco's restaurant, which is very popular out here in California. And I got cash, like, I don't know, a couple thousand dollars cash. And so he drives up, pulls up next to me in his Mustang, gets out, pulls the laser out, gives it to me. I stick it in the back of the Corvette and hand him a bunch of cash. But well, Wesley's sitting in there, and he's got his one of his baseball caps on. And, yeah, he looks like a regular hood, you know. I mean, like a wild man, you know. He's,
right.
Dress is pretty casual, and that's hood. The guy looks in there and sees him and doesn't know what the hell to think. You know, here's this African-American guy with Dr. Fred and the Corvette late at night. We're doing a $2,000 exchange on a laser. And so he takes on off to L.A., and the next day he's back in San Diego. And I said, and I call him out and tell him the laser worked, and I was real happy with how he made it work. Matter of fact, I got the laser. It's upstairs right now. Fred Lord just fixed it for me. And I still have it. And it's a five-color, you know, almost a half a watt, 300, no, almost a quarter watt, half watt laser. It's very powerful. So I call him up, and he says, who was that guy with you last night? You know, the engineer says that to me. I says, oh, that was Wesley Snipes. He says, you got to be kidding. I says, no, that was Wesley Snipes. He was just hanging out. We were out, you know, we actually gone to sushi that night. We're coming back from sushi.
Right.
He says, why didn't you tell me? He says, my favorite actor. I wanted an autograph, you know. And I says, well, I said, you know, he's kind of recluse on that, but you met Wesley Snipes. You spoke to him and everything.
Yeah.
I just, like, freaked out, you know.
Yeah.
I told Wesley about that, and the other day when he was here staying with us for a few days last week,
right,
he just laughed. He says, yeah, I'll never forget that. Wesley got just as much of a charge out of that deal. He says, I felt like a bad guy in the parking lot, and we were doing a deal, you know. He says, I felt really good, you know, because we were having a blast. And he knew the guy was, you know, Wesley's pretty smart, so he knew the guy was like, you know, freaking out because I had this strange-looking guy with me, you know.
Right.
He was nervous. So anyway, that was, you know, shit like that, we do that stuff. Another time we went down to Harpoon Henry's in Dana Point. That was another, that's two or three years later. Had lunch. And the girl just like, the girl that was serving is just like, she wanted to maintain, but at the very end when we were leaving, she was like losing it. You know what I mean? And they want an autograph or something, you know, but they don't approach him, you know, that which is really cool. Nobody, well, occasionally on the way out, you know, because recently I took him to Texas Lil's here in Temecula, and we went down there, and on the way out, everybody, one guy came up to me when Wesley was in the restroom and said, is that Wesley Snipes? I said, yeah, but don't bother him, you know, he's used to being, I brought him down here because it's a quiet place, and it's a biker bar, but it's really cool.
Right, everybody in there
maintains, but on the way out, because of this tax thing that he went through, and he's, you know, sticking up for the American public and what he's doing, everybody wanted to shake his hand, so that was cool, you know. So it's always something with him. It's never boring, you know.
Well, he's a very famous man. I mean, you know, I've talked to him about 3-4 times on the phone.
Oh yeah.
And we just get along great. I mean, I don't want his autograph. I don't want anything of that. He's just a regular human being to me.
I don't have a picture of him with me ever, and I don't have his autograph. And I've known him for 15 years.
Yeah, I just you know, he's just a regular guy.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, you know, and that's the way I want to maintain it. So it's
but
really
he's very
cool.
Smart in history and Egyptology, and he's got a new comic book series that's on the market now.
Really?
Oh yeah, I've seen it. It's a Comic Con. He was down there, and they launched it. They sold it.
Right.
Really, I forget the name of the comic book, but it's out there with the comic books now, and it's doing quite well.
Yeah, that's great. I know he's
comic books. Yeah.
Yeah, he's
really,
heavy
really,
into your stuff.
So it's like a Star Wars kind of thing, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. He's heavy into your stuff.
Uh-huh. Oh, he
you
has
know?
One of everything that I make. He has everything. He uses the hell out of our stuff.
Yeah.
He uses everything. He's got everything.
Yeah, pretty
he's
cool.
He's even got two platinum projectors, just so he has an extra one, you know?
He's got two of them?
Yeah, two of them.
Wow.
Yeah, I was wearing one of them until I got here just to try it out, you know. But he took it with him when he left because, you know, it was his. He's got two of them.
Yeah.
Oh, he uses them. He's very successful. He's got seven films in progress right now.
Does he really?
Seven. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
He's doing really well.
Yeah, I can imagine. Seven films. Well, he goes a lot overseas. He goes a lot to the Orient. You know, from what I understand, he's one of the best karate people around.
Yeah, he's really good.
That's
yeah,
really
he's got,
amazing.
I'm just looking at the thing here. He's got seven films in the works, and three of them are funded already. The four of them are.
Yeah.
Yeah, they range between $30 and $120 million budgets. He's got a sci-fi children thing called Chronicles of the Mayan Tunnel, which is similar to The Lord of the Rings. That's he's doing it sci-fi for the kids. That's the movie he's working on right now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just looking at some of our notes, you know, what's going on. You know, that trial that he did, the jurors were biased, and they're going to disqualify it. I got 12 pages of legal stuff from his trial, from appeal.
Right.
That he should have been innocent on all charges, but the jury thought that he was going to get off and no jail time.
Mm-hmm.
But this guy came down, I forget his name, he came down, he was working for the Treasury Department, or the IRS at the time.
Right.
Hollywood, a hot shot, and told the judge, only give him jail time, don't give him anything else. So the judge just gave him the 3 years, but then they found out, the jurors started talking to each other after the trial, saying that they had already made up their minds before the trial started. And I got all this in the court documents.
Wow.
So therefore, the case, the trial is no good.
Right, right.
Theoretically, he's exonerated right now.
Right.
They're filing an appeal on that level, but I've seen the stuff from the jurors. Three of them completely thought, you know, that he was not guilty, but said he was guilty because they thought he'd get off. Really,
yeah.
It's a really, and they were, oh, yeah, and they were doing all kinds of stuff that's, you know, illegal during the trial, and he's got copies of all that, his attorneys do.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's the American system for you.
Boy, oh boy. That's really crazy.
Yeah.
That's a shame that that he would have gotten that time like that. That's
well, nobody
that's
else
ridiculous.
Would. You know, anybody else would have gotten probation and pay a fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he beat the big charge, you know, the conspiracy charge. He beat that.
Right.
No, not guilty.
Right.
And then the jury was tampered with somehow or other on the other trial just for the failing to file.
Yeah.
So now that judgment's no good anymore.
That's really crazy.
Yeah. So he's cool.
Yeah. He seems to be a nice guy. You know, when I talk to him, he's very down to earth.
Yeah, he's not trying to cheat anybody. He doesn't mind paying taxes. He's
no.
paid all his back taxes. The 5 years of dispute, you know, that they say he didn't file. He went ahead and filed and paid all the back taxes there. It's all done.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it wasn't he wasn't in court for not paying his taxes. He was in court for asking for a refund. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, if you did it or I did it, the IRS would send you a letter back saying, this is a funny deal. Or they have a little funny letter they send out. This is a funny thing and it won't work. That's what they normally send people. It's just a little letter saying this is not, you know, quite, you know, it's like a spoof kind of thing. We're not acknowledging this is kind of like spoof material. That's what you normally get when you try something that's a little different. But people try that, you know.
Yeah.
The IRS just sends the stuff back, you know, blah, 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 you know.
Yeah.
I've seen the letter, so anyway.
Yeah.
So anyway, we're looking at, you know, getting more projector systems out there. In this time period, it's really important to have these things because they really help people out financially.
Yep.
I mean, they're amazing that way. And
yeah.
All you have to do is use them for that. And then that heals a lot of other issues because you get a lot of stress when your bills are late or something, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So when you get your bills paid on time, then that removes the stress.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. What are you
the
doing
projectors-
with your... Huh?
Yeah. Go ahead.
What are you doing with your receptor? Did you sell it yet?
No, I haven't, Fred. I've been using the receptor, and it's pretty strong. So I don't know what's going on, but it seems to be working really, really strong. So I'm just going to use it for a little while, but I'd love to sell it. I really love to sell it. You know, we might be able to sell them in New York when we're there, you know.
Yeah, it's possible.
You know,
I had mine with me at that convention I did last weekend, but I didn't offer it to anybody because I could...
Remember you sold one a few years ago when we were doing the New York show. Guy came in, gave you a credit card, put right on it.
Yeah. I mean, it went off my neck.
That. Yep.
Oh, yeah, I've done a lot of them that way.
Yep. So.
But I just want to get to that Onk unit because I wore Wesley. Wesley ordered the Onk unit with the platinum. And 21 diamonds on it, and I want one of those. I don't want a platinum, though. I made another one for a guy in gold with a platinum bridge,
mm-hmm.
the 21 diamonds plus the big diamond, because
right.
it puts all your past lives together. And I had another guy wear Wesley's, and, you know, he's a very powerful guy. He's not a weak guy, and he started crying because he started realizing all his past lives simultaneously.
Yeah, that's the platinum's a little bit too much for a lot of people, I think.
It was too much for me.
Yeah, I use I like the platinum bridge, and I like the platinum necklace that I have. But you really have to. I think the gold with a platinum bridge would be
so
a lot
better.
I can
wear that. I made that one of those for a client, a couple of them actually.
Yeah.
And I wore them. Obviously, I'll try them out and wear them for a day or something. I don't want to get them all messed up. And they worked really well.
Yes.
I had Wesley's on. It was just too strong. It was too much too fast.
Yeah.
Because, you know, when you start bringing your past lives together from your waking consciousness,
mm-hmm.
it's pretty overwhelming the psychic abilities that you develop instantaneously.
Yes.
And it was just a little bit much for me. That unit's called the Onk. Any of those people out there listening that want to know what we're talking about? It's on the...
Well, the Onk is so beautiful.
Yeah, that's on the Paradigm website.
Yes.
And www.paradigm.com. And you'll see the Onk. And that's the one that's really, really a hot unit right now. And a lot of people like the other one with the three stones in it, the heart chakra.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a good one to get into an intermediate start with.
Yes.
Because it works three chakras or three sets of endocrine glands simultaneously, whereas the normal receptor only works one. And then you have to evolve to the next. And you have to evolve to the next. And the way the evolvement takes place is you keep changing your center gemstone out. So
yeah.
With the new heart chakra, you can do three receptors at once.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
wow.
the heart chakra.
I'm impressed.
Yeah.
I'm impressed, Fred.
So they're more developed now.
Mm-hmm.
And as
I'm going to get one, I think, when I'm at the show.
And then right here is the people that are watching YouTube. There's the United States patent on the projector that we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Right there. I'm just holding it up to the camera so everybody can see it. And that was issued on March 16th, 2010, calling the light display device.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was from the patent office because they had an experience with it.
Right.
And that was kind of cool that the patent office actually experienced the projector.
That's wild.
Yeah.
That's wild. I love my projector.
Yeah, you got a platinum one.
Yeah, I got a platinum projector. It really, really works really, really well. I get stuff instantaneously when I think about it when I'm wearing that thing. As a matter of fact, even if I'm not wearing it, it'll happen.
So that's cool.
You know, so it's really cool. But wearing it, it happens really, really fast.
Really fast.
And it's always been good for me, so I just love it. I love wearing it.
And
people love, you know, they ask me, says, what else are you wearing underneath there? You know, because I'll tell them about the other necklace, and I tell them about the projector, and I tell them it's solid platinum, and they go nuts. And I have them wear it for a couple seconds, and, you know, they really fly by.
Yeah.
It works. I mean, it really does work, Fred.
Oh, I know.
You know?
Definitely know that.
The fun is when you have these flamethrowers and you have the projectors up on the wall at the same time. That's really a lot of fun.
Yeah.
That's when you start receiving really crazy stuff.
Yeah.
And I had, as a matter of fact, I had a guy call me from, I think, North Carolina. He was coming up here this way to visit, I think, a friend of his. He wanted to see my room, but he never called me back, so I presume maybe he wasn't, you know, he didn't want to come in or something like
probably
that.
Probably wasn't in the right frequency to do that.
Probably, but the frequency of this room that I have everything in, when I brought that white flamethrower in, my goodness gracious, it raised the energy at least 10 times.
Yeah.
Very, very proud. I can't imagine what two more of those things will do.
Oh, imagine when you got five of them, you know. Four normal ones plus yours.
I can't imagine.
I've been trying to get more of those built, but we've been so busy out here and shorthanded. It takes a month to build one of those things. They're so complicated.
Yeah.
But it costs so much. But, boy, I'll tell you what, I've never had one come back.
No. No, these things really work. They're really fabulous.
I was tired today. We were up in L.A., you know, in Santa Monica.
Yeah.
And then we had people, you know, then we went to the convention, then we spent a couple days hanging out in Santa Monica, and then we came back. And I had, you know, I'm like 2 hours in the smog, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So as a result of that, it makes me a little bit tired after a couple of days. I have to set another. We kept selling the ion showers. Normally, when I come back from driving 2 or 3 hours, well, actually coming back, it's like a 4-hour drive sometimes.
Right, right.
In the afternoon, going up, we go up late at night, so the traffic's only like an hour and a half. But
right,
I need to set the ion shower up to get that carbon monoxide out of my body.
Well, when you had the other home in Laguna Beach, I think you had an ion shower up there.
Oh, I did. I have one here, too.
You do?
I keep selling them. Yeah. We just sold another one, two of them. So I got the power supplies, but got to have the antennas. So I got to have, you know, we got to put another antenna together.
Right.
That really makes a difference. It cost me a whole day of being kind of lackadaisical if I don't have one set up where I can get underneath it and get the shower.
Right.
Those of you who don't know what an ion shower is, it removes the carbon monoxide poisoning out of your body that you get after 8 minutes of automobile exposure. And that carbon monoxide poisoning lasts 24 hours. So, and the symptoms of it, you know, are sluggishness, shortening of the attention span. It gets even worse. You know, you can't stay awake. You can't focus. Depression is a big symptom of that. And then finally, you just pass out. I mean, you're just exhaustion. When you get out of the ion shower, all those symptoms go away in 90 seconds.
That's
really
incredible.
Only device that I've ever seen that does that. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
It gets all the carbon monoxide out of your body in less than a minute. So.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
But other than that, there's no way to get rid of it.
Amazing.
Ooh.
Really amazing. I remember using it, your one in Laguna Beach. I was just amazed at it.
Yeah.
Just amazed.
Anybody, anyhow, we can take call-ins. I'll get the numbers and put them up there for people that are listening. We've got a number of listeners out there right now. And,
that's great.
Big Buddy Boo, what are you doing? So, here we go. Toll-free numbers, if you guys want to talk to us. Station 1 is 888-885-9756.
Yes.
888-815-9756. And then we have another number that's 530-327-7602. And you can call pretty much anywhere in the world for that number.
Yeah.
In fact, I see my picture here on the BBS radio website. I told you last week or a week before they ran my show again. The latest thing I did with George Norrie got a rerun on the Coast to Coast AM show. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, you can even on our website. What's that? You can win a Harley Davidson motorcycle. Maybe you should get a Harley.
What am I going to do with a Harley? I've got a Cobra. It's not even. You know, I like Harleys, but I like my Cobra.
Yeah.
I really like it. There's nothing like it.
So you're driving the hell out of it?
Oh, I'm driving the hell out of it. I pass Corvettes. We have a new Maserati here in town. We have a four-door sedan Maserati. I've never seen one before. That thing is gorgeous.
Yeah, I've seen them. They're nice.
Very, very pretty. All white. Just very, very pretty car.
Probably a V12, right?
I would think so. Sounds like a V12.
I'm going to have a little shawuzi to wake me up here. Showing everybody what it is. It's Bowtie Ginseng and Gota Cola, basically.
Yeah, shawuzi is something that Fred got in the Orient years ago. And it's very good. When I'm doing my massages and I get a little tired, I take a shot of this shawuzi and I'm wide awake again. I mean, within 15, 20 seconds, I'm awake again.
It goes really well with our trace mineral formula.
Yeah, it does.
It's
matter of
really
fact,
good.
Just before I got on the program, I was taking my vitamins, my Paradigm vitamins.
Yeah.
They really work. Things really work.
So anyway, we've gotten a lot of emails from different people about the harassment programming that they're getting microwave from satellites and that.
Right.
And that's a big thing that we're looking into right now. I already had written about it in my newest book, but now we're getting actual people calling us. That John Hall, Dr. John Hall, medical doctor, has been dealing with, and we're trying to get some airtime exposure on the major media networks. So if any of you out there have a friend or know anybody that has, some strange thoughts going on or voices in their head, and before that happened you thought they were pretty normal, they need to contact myself or John Hall as soon as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And that we can be reached at 1-800-729-2603. On top of that, the Morgellons disease that is common in a lot of people, which is a basic implant, because before they were doing satellite transmissions, they were doing implants. And the implants, when they deactivated them, the body immune system attacks them and it breaks them up into components. So you have little wires and hairs and things going into your body, which eventually comes up through the skin with a big bunch of irritation around it, because that's the way the immune system works.
Mm-hmm.
And so I met a doctor this weekend who treats Morgellons disease and has been very successful with it. And I shared with him a lot of my ideas about how to treat it.
Mm-hmm.
He says that's the way he's been treating it, and he wants to integrate some of my newest stuff into the treatment of it. Okay, there's a caller on there.
Yeah. Hello.
Hello. This is Dominic from London.
Hi, Dominic. How you doing?
How's Rome
oh,
doing?
Oh, fine. Yes, I got my first bottle of shawuzi the other week.
Oh, great.
How'd you like it?
Yeah, so I finally got to try it out for the first time, and it was well, quite a wonderful experience. But I'm trying to work out, does one actually refrigerate it once one's opened it?
No, you don't have to. It runs just fine. I never put it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
How do you like it?
Yes, it's a rather intriguing flavor. First, but I noticed when I pick the bottle up, I can actually sense what the flavor would be. And it actually matched up near perfect.
That's pretty cool.
Now I can predict the flavor of the drink, you know, it's my latest stability, I suppose.
That's pretty good. So what how would you describe the taste of it?
Very herbal.
Yeah.
But yeah,
the effect of it.
Yeah, well, I suppose it certainly does help me to keep awake late at night. Yes.
Yeah.
I only have my 2 teaspoons of it at the moment. I mix it with water. I'm trying to work out what is the best way to actually drink it.
Yeah, well, we do. We put it in shot glasses and do shots of it. A couple of shots.
I might actually do that in the future.
Yeah, you'll be fine. It makes people feel really well.
Wow.
Yeah.
And also, I went back on to having what's it now, the Perrier formula, you know, a couple of months now. But I was wondering, you mentioned that when you first start taking Perrier, that you should take a larger amount and then later on go to like 1 teaspoon a day.
Well, we use it by the cap full on the Perrier. That's what the cap actually has.
Okay.
A 1 ounce measuring cup in it. So we recommend when you first start it, do one cap a day for 3 or 4 days, and then every 2 weeks or so, you know, do a cap, and then cut it down. So make a bottle last at least a month, you know, whatever your dosage would be. That's what we recommend.
Uh-huh. That's beautiful.
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you
well,
been
thank
doing
you
this
very much,
room? I don't know what's going on with Ustream because you guys used to do the chat room and I can't get it to work anymore.
Chat room isn't working here either.
Yeah. Ustream, you know, they have a lot of problems. That's all I can say. They're a big disappointment considering how big they are. Because we watched the Catalina Two Harbor Eagle Cam. And another outfit had to take it over because all they could do was manage the chat room on that, but they couldn't manage the Eagle Stream. And they had 1 million viewers on there. It seems to me if you have 1 million viewers on one program, you'd want to do something due diligence-wise to keep it running. And they don't do that. So some other person took it over for the video part where we watch these eagles lay eggs, grow up, fly around, because that's the American bird. And they're also sacred over here, the eagle is. Even the feathers are not supposed to be privately owned. Only the Indians can, the Native Americans can own them. And they screwed that up. And sometimes I can't even get my show launched on Ustream. I got it going tonight, but sometimes it's really a sadly run thing. And I'm glad you told me that the chat thing doesn't work, because we used to use it all the time, and it doesn't work. You know, I haven't been able to use it. Yeah.
I've also noticed that the energy coming from your holographic projector amulet, I keep seeing a two-headed green snake.
Yeah, that's pretty cool.
Never seen that before.
I remember
really
a
cool.
couple weeks ago, the two-headed fish.
Yeah, because I'm wearing it right now. Are you watching the YouTube right now?
Sorry?
Are you watching the Ustream right now?
Oh, yeah, I am indeed, yeah.
Yeah, so you can see Buddy Boo on my hat, right?
Yeah. He's right there on your Indiana Jones hat.
Yeah, there it is. He's up on top. He thinks he's taking this hat over. He thinks he's Indiana Jones's bird, I think. You know, that's what I think. You know, the bird's thinking a weird way. Yeah.
He's a great bird.
Yeah, I had Bella, you know, but she bites. She bit my finger the other night. I got a big bite on the finger. Look at that bite. That puppy.
Well, I'm suddenly being blasted by the snake energy now. It's sort of it's kind of coming out at me from the screen.
Yeah, snake energy is good. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Steve? You like snake energy?
Sure. Anything that's good, anything that's positive, absolutely.
Yeah, we like snakes around here. We got plenty of them in the neighborhood. Lots of rattlers. I haven't seen any rattlesnakes since I've been out here. I saw more in Laguna than I do here, but I hear that some of my friends come out here and see them, you know.
You've got rattlers out there? You had rattlers in Laguna?
Oh, yeah.
Really? Wow.
But see, they don't like to be around people.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is they only, you know, unless you're a certain vibe, you won't see them very much.
That's incredible. I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well, you can come out here, we'll get you a rattlesnake. I know where some are around here. Some nearby. The rattlesnakes don't like people. And so when there's people around a lot, they move away.
Yeah.
But I know where some of them are. They're not on our property. They're next door. So if you
really
have an experience, we can go find you one.
Rattlers I don't like.
Yeah, you can go grab them, you know. You got to grab them right behind the jaw so they don't bite you, and then you can rattle them.
You've done that before?
No, but I've seen it done.
Well,
I can give good advice on my observations based on those. Yeah. What's his name? The crocodile king that died because of...
Oh, yes.
He did it all the time. He did vipers. He did everything.
Yeah.
I can tell you how he did it, and you can go do it. Don't do as I do as I say.
I don't want anything like that.
Yeah.
Did I tell you I'm going out to Sedona?
Yeah. You told me, but when are you going?
I'm going September 1st through probably around the 14th or 15th. I have a client of mine who was nice enough to lend me his house, his car, his everything.
His
and,
wife,
I'm going...
girlfriend, everything. Huh?
No, just the house, basically. And he's stocking it with food, anything I need. And I'm going to go out there and stay there for a couple of weeks. So I thought that was really nice of him to do that for me.
Well, you need to
I've never been there before.
Yeah, the first thing you want to do is go up to Bell Rock and worship it.
Really?
Yeah, worship Bell Rock.
Oh.
You'll see it. It's right on the main road. Go up there and think good things about the Bell name.
Yeah.
And then after that, everything will be cool.
Yeah.
Then there's a kind of a miniature Bohemian grove out there, too.
Uh-huh.
You can get yourself in a lot of trouble if you break into that place.
Well, you don't have to worry about me breaking into anything.
And then pink Jeeps that ride around for tourists.
Really?
Yeah, so you could get in a pink Jeep and ride around.
That's cool.
Yeah. I did a lot of seminars up there.
You do?
Well, I have, yeah.
Wow.
And there's an airport right in the middle of town up on the Mesa. I used to fly out of there all the time, private plane.
Really? Do you have one of those, too?
Private plane?
Yep.
All right now.
Mm.
Got access to them. I haven't had time to go flying. You know, I've got...
Yeah.
They're right down the street from French Valley Airport. And
yeah.
Maybe next week I'll get there, finally.
Yeah.
I want to renew my pilot license. I haven't flown in a while. I mean, I can pick it right up. It only takes a few minutes, because flying since I was 14, it's like...
Really?
I can't do aerobatics like I used to, but I can sure as heck fly a normal plane around, you know?
Yeah. Well, that'd be fun to do. But anyhow, I'm going to Sedona. I'm going to take...
Are you coming over here afterwards or what?
I could take an extra week, I guess.
Yeah, you can
and come out there.
The guest house, but it's only like an 8-hour drive from here, you know?
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Eight hours?
Yeah, at the most.
Well.
At the most. It might even be like 7 hours.
All right.
And it's across the desert. It's desert all the way from Sedona to my back door.
Really?
Yeah, so you'll have no traffic.
If
you bring your Cobra, you can cruise about 150.
Well, I'm not going to bring my Cobra. Actually, a friend is driving me out there.
Well,
he's coming back. He lives in Sedona.
Yeah.
And he's going to bring his car and drive back. He has to do some work out here, and he's bringing his car back to have some work done, and then he's going back. So I'm going with him on September 1st.
You got to drive out here?
Yep.
What kind of car is he driving?
He's a rally person, so I don't know what he's driving now. He's
like
got all different kinds of cars. No. He's a rally person. He drives like Nissans and stuff like that.
So he likes normal cars?
Yeah, he likes foreign cars. He flies in them pretty good. I don't know. Is there speed limits out there?
Yeah,
there is. Okay.
They don't in Arizona. They don't enforce them because you might be like 30 miles from one town to the next in the middle of nowhere.
In the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so if you have a radar detector, that's all you need. You can go as fast as you want.
Yeah, you're very lucky, Fred, that you've traveled when you were younger to be able to see this beautiful country of ours.
Oh, yeah.
I have not. And so the last time I went out by train, two times ago when I went out by train, it was really beautiful. I mean, there were sections of the country that I saw that were just absolutely magnificent. But I'm talking about the Southwest. The homes are just, the adobes are gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. You need to go to Santa Fe, New Mexico on the way out here.
That's exactly right. I went to Santa Fe.
Yeah, that's where I hang out. So I got some great Indian bracelets there.
I bought an Indian blanket, an Apache blanket, when I was there. And I use it here all the time. It's almost like magic for me.
Cool.
Yeah, really, really nice stuff.
All right, well, we got to get off the air. We ran out of time.
Okay.
So put your phone number out there.
Yes, phone number is 585-746-8321, and I'm more than happy to work with anybody that wants to find out more about Paradigm.
And whatever else we're doing.
And whatever else you're doing.
Yeah, my number is 1-800-729-2603, and you've been listening to, I don't know what you guys have been listening to. What have we been listening to here? I don't know.
The Dr. Fred Bell Show.
Right, the Fred Bell Show.
Dr. Fred Bell Show. I'm just mentioning your name. I think it's great. The Science
anyway,
and Energy Show.
Yeah, so we'll be back at 5 o'clock Pacific, same channel next week. We have a Sunday night show at 8 or 9 o'clock on the same radio. It's one of my educational shows where I really do the education. We don't just do what we're doing today. We get very specific about things, like a lecture. And so till then, I'll talk to you in a bit, Steve. I'm signing off, man.
Take care, buddy.
All right. Bye.
Bye-bye.